जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी शोरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन शरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जय शरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Ram, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Vishnupada Paramahansa Vibrajakacharya Stutara Satoshi Shimada Savanga Shaesi Bhaktivaranta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sevaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kalibidi Govardhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dhamaki, Shri Mayapur Dhamaki, Ganga Mayaki, Jamuna Mayaki, Bhakti Deviki, Tulasi Deviki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrindaki, Janitai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasya Vamsyas tu naishada giri anana gochara yena haraj jayamano vena kalmasham ulbanam Tasya vamsyastu naishada girikanana gochara yena harajayamano vena kalmashamulbanam Tasya vamsyastu naishada Girikanana gochara yena harajayamano vena kalmashamulbanam
Thank you.
tasya,
his
nishadas. Vamsya, descendants, to, then, Naishada, called Naishadas, Girikanana, the hills and forests, Gochara, inhabiting, Yena, because, Arharat, he took upon himself, Jayamana, being born, Vena, of King Vena, Kalmasham,
all kinds of sin,
Ulbanam, very fearful. Translation 44. Okay, from 44. This person born from King Vena's thighs was named Bahuka, and his complexion was as black as a crow's. All the limbs of his body were very short. His arms and legs were short, and his jaws were large. His nose was flat, his eyes were reddish, and his hair copper-colored. 45. He was very submissive and meek, and immediately after his birth he bowed down and inquired, "Sirs, what shall I do?" The great sages replied, "Please sit down." Nisita. Thus, Nishada, the father of the Naishada race, was born. Purport. It is said in the Shastras that the head of the body represents the Brahmanas, the arms represent the Kshatriyas, the abdomen represents the Vaishyas, and the legs, beginning with the thighs, represent the Shudras. The Shudras are sometimes called black or Krishna. The Brahmanas are called Shukla or white. And the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are a mixture of black and white. However, those who are extraordinarily white are said to have skin produced out of white leprosy. It may be concluded that white or golden hue is the color of the higher caste, and black is the complexion of the Shudras. Text 46. After his, Nishada's, birth, he immediately took charge of all the resultant actions of King Vena's sinful activities. As such, this Nishada class are always engaged in sinful activities, like stealing, plundering, and hunting. Consequently, they are only allowed to live in the hills and forests. Purport. The Nishadas are not allowed to live in cities and towns, because they are sinful by nature. As such, their bodies are very ugly, and their occupations are also sinful. We should, however, know that even these sinful men, who are sometimes called Kiratas, can be delivered from this sinful condition to the topmost Vaishnava platform by the mercy of a pure devotee. Engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord can make anyone, however sinful he may be, fit to return home, back to Godhead. One has only to become free from all contamination by the process of devotional service. In this way, everyone can become fit to return home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9:32. Mam hi partha vipashritya ye pishu papa yonaya stryo vaishyas tatha shudras KP Yanti Param Gatim. O son of Pita, those who take shelter of me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, merchants, as well as Shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Story of King Vena. So Krishna is defining in the Bhagavad Gita the nature of the living entity and the nature of the material energy and the living entity's involvement. Because the living entity identifies as the controller and enjoyer, then Maya creates an illusion that the material energy can be enjoyed. Right? Though that concept is illusory, she still creates that illusion so that in the mind of the conditioned living entity, that is substance, that's reality. So the living entity looks upon the world and feels, yes, I can enjoy this, I can be happy here. And then in trying to engage in that field to enjoy themselves, they become more and more implicated, and Maya throws them down into lower conditions of life. The consciousness is lower, the species is lower, all these things. So one actually, in that same situation that you think I will enjoy in, one actually suffers. And because of these coverings, one doesn't notice. Right? Occasionally, one will wake up to the fact. Then if one is fortunate, one comes in contact with the devotees, one takes up the devotional process. But if not, then one gets frustrated, and instead of trying to enjoy the world, will make up a philosophy that you can't enjoy the world, it's all useless, it's all nonsense. They'll still go on enjoying, but they'll just talk as if it's all useless. So we see here is that, so the living entity, when they understand this, and understand that what they see, one is not enjoyable, on the, you know, from the material perspective. And